This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Should body camera footage of a man being gunned down by police be released to the public? That's the question before a Merrimack County Superior Court judge who will rule whether to release the video over the objections of the family of the man killed. Two Haverhill police officers shot and killed 41-year-old Hagan Etzilenin back in July, shooting him six times as he reportedly lunged at them with a knife. The Attorney General's office found the officers were justified in using deadly force. And now several media organizations are pushing for the full video of the incident to be released. And today, the New Hampshire ACLU joins that effort to release that footage. New Hampshire ACLU lawyer Gilles Bissonnette joins us now to talk about the case. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Gilles, the argument from the family of the man killed is they want to protect his two minor children from seeing this footage. I mean, why release the video over their objections?
Well, I think the privacy interests here should absolutely be carefully examined by the court. And I think we should all be sympathetic to the potentially traumatic impact these videos could have on his children. I mean, this is obviously a tremendously traumatic event for his family, as well as even the officers involved. But on balance, the public interest in disclosure and the importance of government accountability here, we think, is just too great. And the videos should be released. You know, the media's desire here, I think, to be clear, is not to sensationalize what's obviously a traumatic incident. It's to assist the public in developing an informed understanding of, number one, whether the officers in this case, which concerned a lethal use of force, acted appropriately, and number two, whether the Attorney General's office did an adequate job investigating this lethal use of force. And in particular, the public has a right to know how and when law enforcement used lethal force when confronting individuals who potentially are suffering from serious mental illness, as may be the case here.
The judge in the case has viewed the video. Now, he says there are graphic and disturbing images which have the potential to cause emotional and psychological damage to his children. I mean, is it, as you said, you know, you in weighing the balance of this, is that simply unavoidable in this case?
I think it is unavoidable. I mean, here, unquestionably, there is a tension between the privacy interests raised mm-hmm. by the family and what we think is an overwhelming public interest in disclosure to see how this incident transpired and to see whether or not, you know, various de-escalation techniques could have been used as opposed to this lethal use of force.
You don't see any kind of middle ground here? For example, you know, would you support the video being edited in some particular way that might take out some of those graphic images but still give you the gist of what happened?
That's possible. And in fact, it's difficult for us and the media outlets to actually draw those lines here because they haven't seen the videos mm-hmm. themselves. Certainly, like with documents, there is the opportunity to use kind of blurring redaction technology on the videos to try to protect those privacy interests. But here, it's just very hard to draw those lines because the judge is the only one who's seen those videos. And I think it would certainly be reasonable to ascertain and to examine whether or not that technology could be used here.
What kind of precedent could this ruling set?
Well, it could potentially set precedent nationwide. I mean, this is the first open records case in the country that we're aware of where a court's been asked to decide whether body camera footage of a fatal police shooting should be disclosed under a state's open records law over a family's privacy objections. So we'll see what happens here, and we'll see whether this case sets precedent throughout the country.
Gilles Bissonnette is from the New Hampshire ACLU. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Rick.